I'm blessed.
Amen. Yes, you are. And so, good morning, TMC family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside here in Inglewood, California, and I welcome you on this My Best Days Are Ahead of Me Tuesday. Let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bless your holy name. We praise you. We give you the glory and we give you the honor, for this is the day that you have made, God, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you that you are Jehovah Jireh, that you are El Shaddai. We thank you that you are Alpha, that you are Omega, that you are our all in all, God. And so we seek you first in your kingdom and your righteousness, God, and we know that everything else will be added unto us, Father. So we thank you that our best days are ahead of us. So I thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I thank you for their surrender, and I thank you for their yes. I thank you for their dedication and their commitment. I thank you for the vision that you gave them for this, the Master's Call. And I pray that you would continue to just equip them with your wisdom, your knowledge, your grace, your love, and your power and your anointing in the name of Jesus, Father. I lift up each and every caller that is dialing in right now to the Master's Call. I lift up the speaker as they will come this morning, Father, that you would put a word in them, Father, that we will need to hear on this day, Father. Allow our ears to be open to receive what thus says the Lord, Father. And I thank you for Artists International and for the Diaz de Leon family. And I pray, Father God, as you have given the vision to Artists, an appointment with Artists will change your life. And I pray that Artists will continue to change many lives all around the world, Father. So we thank you, God, and we speak total healing, total deliverance, that every single need will be met because you are our shepherd and we shall not want for anything. So we thank you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that this will be a great day in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, TMC family, I welcome each and every single one of you this morning to the Master's Call. On behalf of our founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, we welcome you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. I hope each and every single one of you had a marvelous Monday, and just know that your best days are ahead of you on this Tuesday. So if you are visiting the Master's Call for the first time, we thank you, and we welcome you to continue to join with us every single day at this divine and appointed hour. And we would also like to let you know that we do have a website for our call, and you could go to www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net, and you will see that all of our messages have been archived on our website. You will see there that there's a bio for our speakers and just some words of encouragement. So we invite you to utilize our website. There are so many choices, so many different meals on there that would absolutely help your spiritual thirst. So if you go there, please, please, please visit at 24/7 themasterscall.net. If you are on this line and you know that God is preparing you and purging you to do something new, then I want to invite you to be a greeter here on the Master's Call. Maybe you want to be a prayer intercessor. Maybe you have a word that you would like to share. Well, please send us an email to info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. Remember, it's not about us, but it is about the Master. So see what it is that God would like for you to do, and see if there's something that we could do to help you. Immediately following this call every day, we head over to the morning motivational call, and that's where we get motivation for our Artists International business and ministries that we have. And that number every day after this call is 530-881-1300, and the access code is 539598 pound. Again, 530-881-1300, and the access code is 539598 pound. also, today is Tuesday, and Tuesday night, there is a Lviv call with Pastor John Bland. And that number is 712-432-1212. Again, 712-432-1212. And the access code is 774-766-352-pound. Once again, the access code is 774-716-352-pound. And so that call will be taking place tonight, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, and 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, all roads lead to the Atlanta Resort in the Bahamas. This will be the final 2014 event that the Kings of Artists will be presenting for this year. And so for additional information, I want to invite you to go to www.artistempowermentconference.com. Again, www.artistempowermentconference.com, and you will see all of the information for the Artist Empowerment Conference presented by the Kings of Artists. So now, if you are wondering what is Artist International, because I have said many things this morning with that word artist in it, well, we are a phenomenal reshaping country, a company that's country. We're a reshaping company that is transforming lives in many countries all over the world. And so we invite you to get back with the person who invited you to this call to find out more information about truly what Artist International is all about. Well, I hope you have your pens, your Bible, your tablets, your notepads, your cell phones, wherever you take notes, and you have your Bible out to hear what thus says the word of the Lord this morning. Well, our speaker, she is no stranger to this call. She is actually one of our co-founders here on the Master's Call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. She is our mother ego, and when I say you mother ego, I really mean that. There's so many of our lives that she has touched, so many of our lives where she has basically just pushed us out of the nest and allowed for us to grow in the grace of God. And so I thank God for her. She is a pastor of Gathering of the Eagles Ministry in Dallas, Texas. She is an artistpreneur. She is definitely a kingdom builder and a world changer. I'm so glad that God allowed for me to be a part of her life and just be under her tutelage, because definitely I know that things have changed as a result of the words that she has spoken in my life. And you guys who have been on this line have been hearing her get on the line, and she's always ready, always available. She makes sure she works the board here on this call, and she works the board on the morning motivational call. And so wherever it is that God calls for her, she is ready and available. And I don't know what other example of a true, virtuous, phenomenal woman of God that we could see, but we definitely see that in Pastor Vanessa. So at this time, I would like to ask for Dr. Pastor Entrepreneuress, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, to come to the line right now and give us our word for the day. Dr.
Wow,
B, are
wow,
you here?
Wow. Yes, I am so humbled by your kindness. Thank you for your sincere words. Thank you for double duty doing two shifts for us this morning, Miss Songbird, all the way out on the West Coast where it's real early in the morning. To our Master's Call family, so much love and appreciation we shower to each and every one of you every morning. As I look on the board and see the different callers come in from literally all over the country and even some outside the country, I'm humbled that God would touch your hearts each and every weekday morning to be a part, to come to a place where we are obligated to make sure that the word of God goes forth. And I was talking to Dr. PK the other day, and she sends her love, and sure you'll be hearing from her voice soon back on the line. But we're coming up on 4 years. Wow, 4 years. October 25th, 2010, we pushed out from the shore and went out to sail in waters, not knowing exactly what we were expecting, but were determined to be obedient to the mandate of God to enhance, empower, and to encourage each and every one of you to come and hear a clarion word from the Lord. And I trust this morning that you will experience exactly that. I want to talk from a topic at our church. I preached Mission Sunday last Sunday on what type of mail are you delivering. And as I realized I was going to have to minister this morning, the Lord said there's some new nuggets, some new fresh rhema I want to shower on God's people. So I'm going to talk this morning on what type of mail are you delivering. And I'm sure I won't be able to finish it all, but I'm sure before the month is out that I'll be able to come back and continue. The text scripture that we're coming from this morning is out of 2 Corinthians 3. 2 Corinthians 3, the 3rd through the 5th verse. We know that Paul wrote the book of Corinthians 1 and 2, and the city of Corinth was a seaport city. And what that really means literally is everything, every kind of belief, lifestyle, practice was going on in Corinth. And when Paul was birthing a church in Corinth where you had a lot of sexual sins, a lot of immoral attitudes and behaviors, he was having to speak to carnal minds that had even spiritually accepted Christ, but their lifestyle was still in a process of lining up with their spiritual declaration. You know what I mean when we say, I love Jesus with all my heart, but we still got a chick on the side, our brother, our boo, and we're not married. When we say, I love God with all my heart, but we will still lie and look you straight in your face because we're still in that process of being perfected. And in this time when he was writing to this church in Corinth, we know because even in chapter 11 in Corinthians, they were coming to communion, getting drunk, act like they were coming for real to the supper, Lord's Supper, and he had to remind them to eat before they got there. You know those little habits and hobbies that don't glorify God he was addressing. And so today I'm challenging us all to do a fruit check, you know, to look in the mirror and be honest to thine own self, be true. I'm preaching to myself first. What type of mail are you delivering? In that 3rd through 5th verse reading from the NIV version, it says, you show that you are a letter from Christ, the result of our ministry, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts. Let me say that again. You and I, where we go, what we do, how we do it, we show that we are a letter from Christ, the result of our ministry, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts. Verse 4, such confidence we have through Christ before God, not that we are competent in ourselves, it ain't even about us or our own ability, not that we are competent in ourselves to claim anything for ourselves, but our competence comes from God. What type of mail today, this morning, are you delivering? You know, I love acronyms, and when I think of the mail, the postal mail, M-A-I-L, God gave me the mail as a message announcing intimate literature, a message announcing intimate literature. When you go to your post box, it's not for anybody else, at least it shouldn't be. It's delivered with your name on it, intimately, specifically for you. It's a message announcing intimate literature. Well, what does mail really mean according to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary? Materials such as letters and packages handled in a postal system. Mail carries information. Again, we are all living epistles, letters sent, a living letter. So we are communicating a living letter, a demonstrated message, and how we act. One of my mother's favorite lines, I always say that she would say when we were growing up, mainly when we were acting bad, is, I'd rather see a sermon than hear one any day. Your behavior is the living letter. I can't hear what you're saying from watching what you're doing. Your hallelujah is being drowned out from the hell you are acting out. Don't say amen. Uh-oh, me. Messages come in the mail in all different sizes. Some messages come as a postcard. You know, a postcard, open for all to read. It's usually a short, concise message with only pertinent information. Other messages come as letters with a few or many pages. Still other messages come as a package full of information. While some messages come as a certified mail, you know, making sure it's verified that you got the intended message. But no matter what, the question still remains, what type of mail are you delivering? The mail, messages, announcing, intimate, personal, literature. So this morning, let's cover four key principles we're going to try to get through as many as possible to be godly mail carriers. Four key principles to be godly mail carriers. Well, we are holy mail carriers representing the kingdom of God. Let me repeat that. We are, once you say, I love Jesus Christ and invite him into your heart and your spirit and become a child of God, you are a Holy Ghost mail carrier representing the kingdom of God. We are all communicating, sending messages, delivering a message and an image. But the pivotal question is, what type of Holy Ghost mail carrier are you? All gone and ask yourself, what kind of Holy Ghost mail carrier am I? See, don't hesitate to do that fruit check, that honest inventory of how I handled, not exactly what I said, but how did I say it to my brother, to my sister, to the stranger. See, 6 days a week, for some only 5 days, we receive mail from the United States Post Office. But isn't it awesome that we can deliver and receive Holy Ghost mail 7 days a week, 24/7, 365 days a year. Now, at the U.S. Post Office, we some days receive bills. You know, they never feel holy. We receive cards celebrating special occasions in our lives and family. And some days we receive solicitation letters from various organizations, foundations, ministries, clubs, fraternities, sororities, asking for our financial assistance. Every now and then we receive a handwritten letter. That's almost mute now. We don't get many handwritten letters from a family member, a loved one, or a friend. And everyone receives what we call junk mail. You know, mail that comes to us from advertisers in an effort to get us to buy what they're offering. And sometimes some of the junk becomes a jewel we'll use later or buy later. Mail. The goal is communication and information. We decide if it is relevant or not. So this morning, you Holy Ghost mail carriers on the line, the big question is, what type of mail are you delivering? Or we may add, are you even delivering your Holy Ghost mail? Well, let's go over our four principles using our MAIL acronym of message, announcing, intimate literature, the M in mail, the message. Our mail should always reflect the message and the mindset of Christ. Remember I told you I started years ago laying my hands on my own head and quoting 1 Corinthians 2:16, I have the mind of Christ, especially when I'm tripping and thinking crazy stuff that I know is crazy. I have to lay hands on my own self and say, hey, have the mind of Christ. Philippians 4:6, think on those things that are good and pure and lovely and just and praiseworthy and virtue. Think on these things. See, we have to give and make sure that our mindset is given with pure motives. Because, you know, many people do a good thing, but they have wrong motives. See, verse 3 in our text from 2 Corinthians 3, you should that you are a letter from Christ. See, a U.S. postal carrier, you know, I hear my platinum president, Gail Mathis, always tell how she worked so many years with the post office. Well, they have a code of ethics, especially the postal carriers, even more so. Should we as believers reflect the type of mail that honors God no matter what? See, a postcard is direct and to the point. And if our personality is just the facts, that shall and should reflect the kindness and love of Christ. You know, we have some people in our lives, when we come to them, they don't want us to take the scenic route and tell everything. They just want the pertinent information, that postcard, bullet points. What type of mail are you delivering? See, Holy Ghost mail carriers must carry a Holy Ghost AAA card. You know, we know that slogan and creed of the United States Postal Service, it's rain or shine, snow or sleet, we deliver our mail. Well, are we, as Holy Ghost mail carriers, are we dependable as the U.S. Postal mail carriers? In Christ, we should be that and more. We are Holy Ghost AAA card carriers. We are assigned, accountable, and anointed. That's your AAA, to keep God's mail delivered where he tells us to, when he tells us to, and most importantly, how he tells us to. Take the A announcing in mail that you are a Holy Ghost AAA card member in good standing. We let nothing hinder, delay, or deny us from delivering the spiritual mail God has downloaded into us to deliver. See, when your battery won't start in the car, the Holy Ghost AAA service is right there to get you recharged back on your delivery route for God. Just like in your natural car, you get a charge and booster cables. Well, your booster is being plugged into the source of Christ, and he'll get you charged up, ready to go on and say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Hey, when we allow the cares of life to lock us out, like you may get locked out of your car, when you get locked out of God's presence, you can use your Holy Ghost AAA card. The King of Kings will bring you the keys of the kingdom and unlock everything and anything that would try to stop you from delivering the mail. See, announce to all of heaven and hell, you are determined, faithful, and focused as a Holy Ghost mail carrier. Oh, what's our theme this morning? What type of mail are you delivering? The I in mail is intimate, individual. It's addressed to only you, the mail you get in your box. Well, God has us delivering all kinds of mail to those around us. Some mail we always enjoy receiving from the U.S. Postal Service, while other mail, you know, those bills and negative news, we can easily do without. As a Holy Ghost mail carrier, God gives us specific individuals to deliver his mail. And again, how we deliver the mail is equally as important. Intimate means personal, just for you. We know emotions are involved when we become intimate. But as Holy Ghost mail carriers, we must always remember that with the responsibility, we need to represent Christ with godly sensitivity. We have to be sensitive in what we say. When we are intimate, it is matters of the heart. See, I'm sure y'all remember that 60 song by the Supremes. I'm a little early to be singing, you know, Mr. Postman, look and see if there's a letter in your bag for me. Please, please, Mr. Postman, look and see. Is there a letter for me? You know, the verse goes on. There must be some words someday from my boyfriend so far away. Please, Mr. Postman, look and see. You know how y'all beg God. If there's a letter for me. Well, we're talking this morning about intimate matters of the heart. See, that verse 2 in Supremes, Madonna Ross was singing that. She reminded the postman, I've been standing here waiting, Mr. Postman, so patiently for just a card, just a bullet point, or just a letter saying he's returning home to me. Well, now here's for us Holy Ghost mail carriers. To all my Holy Ghost mail carriers, is there a word from the Lord for me? Maybe a kind word or even a letter to help those all around us feel just a little bit better. To all my Holy Ghost mail carriers, seeking his will every day, to know where to go and who to deliver what to say. The message from his throne each and every day is serve your God in every way. All Holy Ghost mail carriers, be intimate. Address only those God tells us to love. Remember my last minute here. What type of mail are you delivering? The L in mail. The literature we deliver. See, some of us deliver more mess than things that bless. With our literature, we must deliver and line up with what does the Word of God say. See, we need God ideas, not just good ideas. I say that all the time. When we're giving out the literature, we need words of godly wisdom based on the Word of God, not just words based on our views or feelings. No matter how good they may make us feel, we, in our literature, we need to feed our spirits and our mind words full of godly faith and realize the junk mail of doubt, of fear, of disbelief, and all of the ungodly literature cannot stay. We have to discipline, it's not a cuss word, our flesh to help develop a determined destiny by studying the literature of Christ daily. Daily deliver the mail full of faith in God, boldness in our beliefs in Christ, and a trunk full of trust through the trials. Eat, drink, and deliver the truth in love. All today as I close, what type of mail are you delivering? What type of mail? So our type of mail we deliver cannot be full of corrupt communication as Holy Ghost mail carriers. See, the U.S. postal carriers have no say over the mail they deliver. All they're responsible for is deliver it in a professional, courteous manner. So even when we say challenging, hard things, they still, as Holy Ghost mail carriers, must deliver the mail seasoned with grace and mercy. So let's conclude that the mail, M, must reflect the message and mindset of Christ. The mindset of Christ with pure motives, the A, be a AAA Holy Ghost card, mail carrier, being assigned, accountable, and anointed. And we only achieve this by spending quality time one-on-one with Christ. The I, be intimate, by being sensitive with our mail. And the L, our literature, should be the Word or line up with the Word of God. Again, what type of mail are you delivering? I hope that blessed you this morning. Sorry, I went a little over. Turn it back over to you, our songbird, Minister Tiffany.
Amen. My, what a word this morning. Let us go to God in prayer. Dr. Vanessa, I'll be calling you back to give us our benediction shortly. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. So we thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. I know you want to go back and hear this replay and make sure you write down all those nuggets and you are checking your fruit, evaluating your fruit today to find out what type of mail are you delivering. The playback number is 712-432-1085 and the access code 957-677 pound. Again, 712-432-1085 and the access code 957-677 pound. Remember, we'll be heading over to the morning motivational call, and that number is 530-881-1300 and the access code 539598 pound. Also, remember, visit www.artistempowermentconference.com for additional information for the Artist Empowerment Conference that will be taking place October 31st, November 1st, and November 2nd of 2014. At this time, I would like to ask Dr. Vanessa to come back to the line and give us our benediction for today. Remember, you are a great minister in the marketplace, and know that your best days are ahead of you.
Amen, amen, amen. Just got a text from our Diamond President, Reggie Flanagan, that his father is going in for eye surgery this morning. So keep his father, James Flanagan, in your prayers. Father God, we just thank you for this word today to do a self-check, an inventory of the kind of mail we're delivering and how we deliver it, so that we as the living epistles will always glorify you. Thank you for each and every person on this line this morning. We thank you that you're blessing our households. You're reminding us that we truly are your ministers in the marketplace. Some will only see God and see you through seeing us. So let us carry the mail, deliver the mail, be examples of the godly mail that comes from you, that you are the Lord of lords, the kings of kings, and through you all things are possible. So as we leave this call, we thank you for your blessing, your mercy, your grace, your protection, and your instruction that will go with us. And we know that until we come together again, that we are more than able, equipped by you, to get the job done for your glory and for your honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Go out and have a blessed day. Bye-bye.